New data from the National Drug and Alcohol Research Center has found that the rate of deaths caused by prescribed opioids has doubled over the past 10 years. The report released on Monday revealed that 76% of opioid-related deaths in 2016 were caused by prescribed medications. This week, the New South Wales Labor Party has introduced a new policy to implement a real-time prescription monitoring software. New South Wales Shadow Minister for Health, Walt Secord, says the policy will effectively prevent patients from misusing their prescribed medication.
I think it's a good plan because, one thing, sometimes people don't know that they've slipped into misuse or dependency. It'll also alert doctors and chemists to people who are actually going doing chemist and doctor shopping. At the moment, you, in fact, could go into a chemist and then go down the street to another chemist and get the same prescription filled out and use them all up in one go. So, but if there's an online monitoring system, it will send alarm bells and trigger to the chemist that this person is using too many opioids.
Over 1,000 people died from prescription opioid overdoses in 2016, overtaking the number of deaths caused by illicit drugs. Mr. Secord says that the Labor policy will be an effective measure to tackle the rising figures in New South Wales.
About 600 people a year die in New South Wales from the misuse of prescription opioid-based drugs. Now, we have this sad and disturbing statistic occurring. More people are now dying from prescription drugs than heroin overdoses in New South Wales and Australia. So, this was actually a recommendation of the deputy coroner several months ago after the death of a woman in Sydney, Alyssa Campbell. But it's also a plan that we have to reduce the number of people who are dying from prescription drug overdoses.
The proposal for a statewide online monitoring system has triggered concerns around patient privacy. However, Mr. Secord insists that the data will be strictly confined to medical practitioners.
This is data between the chemist and the GP. It doesn't go anywhere else and it's not connected to the national network. So again, there'll be high levels of protection and it'll only be software between the GP and the chemist.
There is currently no federal strategy towards preventing opioid-related deaths in Australia. Last month, the New South Wales coroner recommended urgent action towards the issue. In response for a growing demand for government action, Mr. Secord says that Labor's plan will prove to be effective.
COAG, which is the Council of Australian Governments, the health ministers meeting, committed to it, but there's been no work done at the state level on this. And the Berejiklian government said they would do it, but they haven't. So again, there's a national will, but there's been no work undertaken. Now, I believe this is a sensible plan, and we will introduce, I think the cost is around $30 million over 4 years. So there'll be training for chemists and training for doctors on this. But again, this is about preventing preventable deaths.
Overdose from prescribed opioids now make up half of drug-related deaths each year in Australia. National Strategy Director of the Australian Patients Association, Michael Riley, says the root of the issue lies in patients being misinformed.
I think it just comes back to the education again, that people need to be aware that, look, if they're prescribed these types of medications, they usually prescribe them by medical experts for a particular reason. And again, it just comes down to patients asking the questions about, well, what are the pros and cons of taking these? Am I going to become addicted to these? What are the risks that I need to look out for?
In October, Victoria will implement a statewide prescription monitoring software called SafeScript, a plan which many say the New South Wales state government should be following. Mr. Riley says a similar plan needs to be implemented on a national level in order to tackle the growing problem.
It's certainly a step in the right direction, and if it mirrors what's happening in Victoria with SafeScript and the trial that the state government has implemented down there, it's certainly a fantastic step in the right direction because, as I said, education of patients about the risks of taking certain medications is important, but also the real-time monitoring is an important step as well. So as an organisation that has patients' best interests at heart, we'd like to see this type of initiative rolled out nationally as soon as possible.